When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio, sounding sultry.
Hey everyone, as of recording this, we've got two tickets left for our live show on the 29th of September in Sydney. So, if you're wanting to see our handsome faces in person, just click on the link in the show notes of this very episode. But if you miss out or you're still humming and hawing, we are looking for a slightly bigger venue depending on numbers. So just put your name on the waiting list and you'll be the first to know. The live show is all ages, nans are encouraged, and hopefully we'll be seeing you in September. Now, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, how entertaining would the Hunger Games actually be to watch?
I'd say not very.
I would say terrible to watch, like the opposite of entertaining, aside from the murder of children.
Oh, yeah. Is there a highlight reel?
Well, that's what I want to know. You know. Could I just watch the highlight reel at the end?
You know in Big Brother where they're like, hey, it's live streaming 24 hours a day, give a shit, but look, every Saturday or whatever, here's a highlight reel. These people fucked. I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Well, in the film, yeah, there's highlight reels. Like, it shows when that bloke, you know, the bloke with the good hair.
Good hair bloke?
Good hair bloke.
What's his name? They all got a stupid name. Mitra?
Mitra. No, not
Peter. Peter.
No.
So we're talking Baker Boy?
No, we're not talking Baker
Good
Boy.
Good at throwing rocks.
Cat flump, pum pum plump?
No, I'm not talking about the contestant. I'm talking about good hair bloke with the smiley teeth.
Oh, Tucci. Oh.
Yeah.
I know him. He's the like...
Plutarch Whizmaker.
I think Plutarch's actually his name.
Plutarch is... Okay, look, we're all very familiar with the Hunger Games, but they've all got dumb as fuck names, so we can't remember any of them.
Nobody's going to remember them.
Plutarch is...
He's one of them.
Dead guy's name.
Oh, American Beauty Man.
No.
No?
Other dead guy. Like, real life dead guy.
Old mate. Old mate
loves heroin.
Yeah.
Heroin boy.
Wow, man. Okay. This...
What the fuck's his name?
Why can't we remember any
man names? Witch?
No.
He won awards.
He played...
Capote. Fuck. He's such a real good actor.
Real good actor, real round head.
I can picture his round face.
Shaw Philip.
Seymour Hoffman.
There we go. Hoffman.
Oh, we got there. Anyway, I think his name's Plutarch. Name's Plutarch. But no, the guy
Caesar
with...
Flickerman is Stanley Tucci.
Fuck. Fuck you, Hunger Games. But if you were a...
Hang on, I'll make the point that I was trying to make before I forgot everyone's name ever. Caesar? Is that what you said his name was?
Yes, Caesar Flickerman.
So yeah, when Caesar's on stage and he's being like, everyone, the Hunger Games! And then like it seems to be like live shows and like when he gets Peter on to talk about shit, that's in the second and third film. But yeah, they show highlight reels. So yeah, I'm assuming there would just be a death highlight reel.
But like, because, so say you're somebody in one of the districts, one of the good districts, like District 12 and...
No, 12's bullshit.
Oh, fuck, good. District 1. One that place rules. I mean, aside from the weird goo in the last one, but it's still pretty good. Yeah, if you're one of the people living there, you know, in your fancy pink plastic coats, what is the good of watching The Hunger Games? It's to see people die, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's be...
It's meant to be to support your tribute.
It's, you're watching people die, but you're also... Because the big thing is that they want to like build up the relationship between
the capital,
Petra Boy and Kerflumple.
Yeah, no,
and
no, but so, that's in the specific Hunger Games. I mean, just like in general. Yeah, they're in like but countless. Like,
yeah, but so each one will have a theme. And so let's sort of like remember
Hunger.
What's his name? Humlick Drunk Boy.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Let's call him Heimlich.
That's Heimlich.
Smokeweed. Time is a flat circle.
Heimlich was being like, hey, you got to coach him. You got to give the audience what they want. And sometimes, hey, make a little love plan.
Yeah, yeah.
And so clearly in each Hunger Games.
They build narratives for the Hunger Game for you
and
to watch.
So but what I mean is like. Feed, so they look
but,
for.
But in the movie, we get to see the highlights. That's the point of the movie.
But
in the reality, watching the Hunger Games is going to be a lot of people hiding in mud. And well, that's not that good.
In the books, the games. Like in the movies, it makes it seem like the games only go for like one day and one night. But in the book, it's like 12.
It's a long time.
Because that's why it's the Hunger Games.
Yeah, they get hungry. Die of starvation.
Exactly. So, like, tell me that, you know, where do you watch it on, first of
so
all?
So, you watch it.
They got TVs?
You meant to watch it to support your tribute, but also the reason the Hunger Games are held is to build the relationships between the districts and the capital. Because even though District 1 is the nicest one, the capital's even nicer.
Which
is where the weird goo is, not District 1.
Oh, fuck.
Fucked up. Everyone's writing angry emails, but they've stopped because I corrected you.
Thank you.
If anyone can stop writing the list of the
Send
characters.
Send me a half-written email.
But they're like,
Dear Jackson, how dare you?
District 1?
Don't you mean... but yeah, that's. I mean, I know that's the point, but if you're living in the capital, that you're not thinking that. It's not like the fucking...
The capital's watching it because they're like, whoa! Peasants are dying, and that's good.
Exactly, but peasants die like one every 12 hours. That's 12 hours of footage.
But it's a spectacle because look, peasants dying, but a peasant is getting died.
There's
like,
a period of time
with a trident
where fucking what's her face Arrows McPonytail,
Katniss
McEverdeen is sleeping in a tree.
Yeah,
that's boring.
Yeah, but Jack, Big Brother, right?
Big Brother is people arguing all the time and
even
fucking...
when they're sleeping.
Yeah, but they don't show it when they're sleeping.
No, but they do. Like, I mean, if you went
there's
online,
a live stream.
You if you watch Big Brother up late.
No, there's like a live, the 24 hour live
stream. That sounds dull as well.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't watch it, but someone would. And like this, you'd be, you could watch it 24 hours or you'd be like a highlight reel at the end of the day. People could watch it.
Is this the only form of entertainment?
Of course not.
It seems like the one that matters the most.
Do sports exist?
I mean, this would kind of be your sports. Blood sports. Blood sport?
It's their Olympics. It's held every 4 years.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, I think so.
What's every year?
No, it's not every year.
I think it's every 4 years.
No, it can't be every 4 years.
Dear Plumbing!
No. It's every year because she's in one every fucking time. She's in like this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's brought back for the Hunger 49th... Games All-Stars or whatever. Yeah.
Quarter Quell, guys. Yeah. Read a fucking book. Preferably fucking Hunger Games Catching Fire because then you'd know. Or Catching Fire as it's known on the shelf.
Whenever you were reading or watching like the first one and it was like, this is the 49th Hunger Game, you're like, the 50th. Yeah, okay, I see what this is going, Games.
Yeah, I see where this is going. Where we're doing.
Isn't it the 74th? Damn, No, I'm pretty sure it is.
Sure.
Yeah, because it's a quarter quell.
Oh, yeah, now that makes sense.
Because if
point.
It was the 50th, they'd be like, this is the half.
What I wonder, right, is so this is the, whatever, the 74th.
Yep.
And the first one is like, they bring out the dogs, evil beasts.
Yep.
It's full
Trucker
on.
Trucker Jacks.
What was the first one?
Probably just four blokes in a hole with some paddles.
12 blokes in a hole with some
12
paddles.
12 blokes and they're like, here's some sharp sticks and somebody's got a camcorder.
24
like,
blokes in a paddle.
Why 24 blokes?
Because two from every district.
Oh yeah, two from every district. That's true.
No, but they pick a boy and a girl, don't they?
Every district.
Yeah.
I guess everyone's a bloke in my eyes.
Disha doesn't see gender.
Only blokes.
He only sees one gender.
So yeah, it would be because there's 12 districts initially.
Yeah.
And then District 12 fucked off. Yeah.
No, there was 13.
District 13 fucked off.
So oh wait, no, hang on.
Dear
Plumbing the Death Star. I've had it up to here.
District 13 was destroyed because they were the first district to try and rebel.
But there's still people
then
living
they were
there.
Built underground.
Yeah, yeah. But were
it's
they
a sneaky district?
I know that. I'm saying, were they ever in a Hunger Game?
Probably. It's the 74th.
Like, so if they were the first uprising, when was the uprising? Was the uprising was district... on like day one, or was the uprising on like, you know, year 25?
No, because the uprising, the Hunger Games started because there was an uprising, but I think District 13 might have got destroyed in that uprising, so, which led to the creation of the Hunger Games.
Gotcha. So the Hunger Games was there to be like, see what happened to District 13, you dickheads.
Now we'll get you again. Get you
and good. They did. They did get him again. Yeah, they did. They bombed him real good.
Yeah. Little mute boys sing. He sings a song. No, he gets Katniss to sing a song, and then everyone's dead. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's bad luck.
Those things are not. Is that like that made it happen?
He sang a song. Everyone blow up the end.
Don't sing, Katniss. You got powers.
Something about the hanging tree.
So, yeah. All right. So yeah. So there'd be 24
boys and girls. Yeah, blokes
in a hole with some sticks and paddles. And that would be sort of the first Hunger Games, I guess.
And Kiefer Sutherland, the other Sutherland, not Kiefer, whatever.
No, he wouldn't be alive for then, would he? Or how old is he in
President,
this one?
I don't know, he's dying there.
President, he's like 74 Hunger Games, so I don't think he'd be alive unless he is one. If they happen once a year.
You know what? I'm almost 100% certain that they mentioned that there was someone before President.
Yeah, so. I think there was.
Was he eating people? I stopped reading and watching the third.
That's a good thing to reveal.
No, because like, was he ever revealed as a cannibal? Because you can't have him blood in his mouth.
No, he's he was poisoned back in the day, and it fucked him good, and he always bleeds from his mouth.
All right,
yeah.
So actually, kind of, when he was killed, he used to kill people with poison in their drink.
Okay.
And the only way to not get caught out was to also drink poison. But then he drank the antidote. But then he had blood ulcers in his mouth.
Sneaky.
And that's why he always has the rose in his thing, because the perfume of that disguises the blood on his mouth.
See, I was always thinking, is he a vampire?
No.
But he wasn't.
I mean, I wish.
He was just poisoning himself to get everyone else good.
How do I watch the Hunger Games?
All right.
Say I'm living in the capital. Jipnik Flum.
All right, Jipnik.
And I'm living my pleasant capital life with a fucking hat four stories tall and like two flowers on my titties. And I'm like, oh, the Hunger Games is on. My favorite time of year. What now? What's my next move?
You can go down to the stadium where they broadcast live from at first, when you can watch everyone ride in on horses and shit, and then Katniss will do a little dance and be on fire, and you'll be like, shit, that girl's on fire.
Somebody put her out. Oh, my God. Wait,
no, she's good. It's just a...
It's a stunt.
That's clever.
It's a prank.
It's real got me good. CG, yeah. So you can watch that. You can go down to that and just... get
then they get
it.
Up on stage,
and then you're still watching because you're still in the hall. Unless you've got real like, shit seats right down the back.
No, I've got good ones.
Yeah, good.
A Flibbertick Plum. Guess he's a wealthy man. Anyway,
was it Jack Flap Plum or some shit?
Something Plum.
Damn Plum.
And then you say Katniss goes on stage. She's like, "Yes, I'm Katniss. Oh my god, this is rough. I'm gonna die." And I'm like, "Ooh." Then they go off to fight the Hunger Games. What's next? How do I watch it?
There's a giant
now?
Screen in that room.
Is that the only place I can watch it?
No, like there's TV.
You have TVs.
They have TVs. You see them because when they're hiding out in the last one.
Oh, yeah, they're watching a
they're
TV.
They're watching the TV and they're like, oh, shit.
So what's on the TV? I go home. I'm like, man, I'm excited for this Hunger Games. Go home. Click. What's happening?
Is there multiple channels of the same Hunger Game?
Yeah. Can I watch multiple people or is it like.
Can I be like, I just want to watch
one
District
1? Static image. And I'm like, okay. Gee, I hope somebody walks by.
Well, as the person who I guess has just been appointed as the man who is running the Hunger Games,
yes,
I believe it would be similar to Big Brother 24/7, which is not a show that I just made up for today's episode. Like when you watch Big Brother 24/7 on six different channels.
Yep,
it'll be live. But, yeah, okay.
So yeah, it's a live stream, six different channels. Every camera is a thing. So like, but then there'd also be like, I guess, a highlights channel.
Oh, okay. See, I'm just watching the highlights channel.
Yeah, I would always watch the highlight channel, but it would be a day late, or at least, you know, a delay on the highlight channel.
But here's the thing, I guess with the Hunger Games, you choose a favorite.
Except when I'm making dogs, then I'm very magic.
Yes.
Then you can turn like a person into a dog. That's fucked.
And they'll be like, bark, bark, bark. You killed me.
Dang.
I'm proof.
But when I'm watching it, like, you'd choose a favorite eventually and just watch their channel. Surely that's the way you do it. You got 24 channels. Each one is for a different...
If you just got, like, say...
Hungary.
Actually, that's clever.
Where's the camera?
I mean...
Cameras are flying.
Over the cameras are flying? It's a drone.
Is it always there?
Yeah.
Is it always watching? Are you always being like, that's sick?
Yeah, I guess.
Surely there's 24 drones and...
24 drones, one for each person, because you would...
Well, you'd want more than that.
No, there's not one for each person, because then people can't hide, because Peter's like, I'm a log now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Because you'd be like, where's Peter? Oh, that drone is just hovering above that log.
But maybe the drones are invisible. They can make invisible walls. Fuck, they can do whatever they like.
It's the Hunger Games.
But how boring if you're watching Peter and you're like...
It's been about like maybe 3 hours of him just lying there. So boys, is magic on the table?
And that's the official answer.
Technology is so advanced, it looks like magic, I guess. You can make dog men, so like...
Okay, so if we can make dog men, can we make invisible cameras?
Yeah, we can make cameras that can't be seen by the Hunger Gamies.
I feel like... I'm pretty sure we see cameras in the films.
Okay.
Where?
I feel like there's...
I don't know if I'm remembering the Hunger Games or if I'm remembering The Empire Strikes Back with the little droid.
I don't remember any flying... The only flying things I remember in the Hunger Games are the little dealies bringing the tributes they use.
Oh, no, wait. I'm thinking of the cameras that they use to film Katniss's...
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, thing. Yeah, yeah. But they're probably a similar technology.
Anyway, there's got to be cameras, even if they're like a whole tree is a sneaky camera.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Those leaves look like camera lenses,
and they are. Because again, when you're watching it, if you're Flum, and I'm your good friend Jackal Pip,
Flum and Jackal Pip.
So and my I'm like I'm going to bet on tribute District 2, and you're like District 1. So I'm like, well, no, District 2 are doing something all sick, and there's a love story there. Mm. Send them flowers and water, and a gun.
Good.
That's how you get them.
That's how you get them. And then you'll be like,
send them cranberries
and seven swords.
And so we need to be watching them up to date because it happens instantly. So yeah, Katniss and Peter are like,
Kiss Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bo McKee is like, gotta make it look like we're in love. And she's like, oh, go for a kiss. And then like she gets a package full of cranberries and swords.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so
I need to kiss more boys.
Have more cranberries. So it must be a one-to-one. I must be able to do it instantly somehow.
Yeah, because even when Katniss is...
I always imagine like a TAB. Like, you know, you go there and there's all the different screens there, and so you can kind of make bets and odds and shit happening. Because that'd be the huge aspect
but
of it.
But how do I...
Betting.
So I'm like, I want to send because cranberries and swords.
Yeah.
Do I have to come to the TAB, the betting station equivalent, with my basket... Put it down and be like, I'd like this sent to Katniss.
Well, maybe. Or is that just for the elite who have the skyboxes?
Yeah, it would have to be because like
well,
you know
it,
in
like
AFL,
you sponsor someone.
Yeah.
Like you know in AFL, you have the sort of like the like that's the good.
A lot of references for our non-Australian listeners to have a shit one on because I'm not explaining them.
Well, I'm sure every sporting place would have the like you know the manager's box.
Yeah, and you'd have the
VIP.
That
box.
Isn't the thing I was think that would struggle with. Like, oh fuck, what are they called? Something box.
Yeah, that box.
No, I can't remember. What else?
Yeah. So I'm guessing only the like absolute, you know, top echelon of the elite can give them and send them the stuff.
Yes,
but if you're like, Flum and you're not up there and being like, I like them. I'm just going to bet you know $20, and then you give them $20, and then the person who is like,
they get the $20 to then spend on their tribute.
I'm guessing.
I mean, potentially.
Or does Hamish? Does he the
we
one?
We remember his name now.
Yeah, but I think because it's not Hamish. I think it's Hamish.
Hamish?
Because I'm pretty sure it's a CH, not an S.
Hamish.
Yeah, Hamish.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah. Or is he the one dedicating? Like, oh, I got money, so I can dedicate.
Which one's Hamish?
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, Woody Harrelson. No, Woody Harrelson's like a guy. He's like a coach.
I'm not. Hey,
It's H A Y M I T C H. Good.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, it's literally Hey Mitch.
Hey Mitch.
Hey Mitch. G'day. My name's Hey Mitch. How you doing?
Ah, you're one of those Hunger
because
Games
blokes. He's the one who's he's the sponsor. Like, he's
no,
the
he's
one
not
that,
a sponsor. He's,
but
a
he's
coach.
The one that tries. He's a coach, but he's the one that tries to like get sponsors.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I'm guessing he'd be the one being like, "Hey, look at our boys. Mm. They need some cranberries and swords. Send them their way, please."
So is the Hunger Games kind of only entertaining if you yourself are almost participating, like in that style?
Well, I think
like I feel like I'd get the reason I think the Hunger Games wouldn't be entertaining is that I think after a while you'd get so bored. You'd be like, the same shit.
But you're the wealthy elite. And you're being like, oh, this is the best. Look at the, eat my cranberries. Oh. Oh. And then as someone who is not quite that, being like, oh, fuck, oh, the rich love it. So I want to do that. And if you look in history, a lot of the stuff that just happens to rich people, then plebs start doing it. I think it was like
golf.
Like cholera or shit like that, where it was just like there's some kind of like fucked up disease that only the rich and wealthy are getting. So a lot of people faked it to be like, yes, I have syphilis. Uh-huh. But I think look how rich and wealthy I am.
Is it like, because if you're like one of the shit districts, yeah. say you're district like 12,
yeah,
and you're like seeing your people go in and eat shit. And from memory, the way you watch the Hunger Games in the district is on a big screen in the middle of town.
Yes.
Like, those people don't seem happy. It doesn't seem like they're getting in on it.
Because they're always getting shit on, and it's kind of like...
So you reckon our district is going to be the first...
Yeah.
You enjoy it more, like, the better your district?
It comes down to, I think, personal enjoyment versus community enjoyment. So in District 1, you're like, aha, whatever, bet on everything, pour gravy on me, good. And the 12th district, you're like, if she wins or if he wins, fuck, our lives are going to be better next year.
I don't think
year.
They get anything.
No, yeah. In fact, their lives are worse.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like, hopefully.
No. It's like Katniss gets good shit.
I thought everyone gets good shit.
No?
They get blown up, remember?
No, but that was because she starts a fucking finger
Hamish
salute.
Remember? Hamish won. And District 12, when we see it, is still dog shit. Like,
yeah, no, they don't get shit.
I thought they get like a bounty or something at least. Like, you get a couple of things.
The winner does.
Katniss
and you get the goodness of
winning. I get
winning.
Katniss, but I'm pretty sure...
No, but I mean, like, Katniss... Think about Katniss before she's, like, the Mockingjay. She's sitting under a tree having a shit one, and Peter's like, have some bread, you filthy animal.
Yeah, so, like...
No, I get that, but I'm sure, like, isn't it for, like, they get at least a little bit of a something? A little bit of a something-something? Because
I'll
that's kind of, like... Because that's why you'd want to rally behind...
Because of all of the angry emails we're definitely going to get.
Because I'm pretty sure that would be why you would participate without an uprising.
No, you're forced to.
I know you're forced to, but
you participate without uprising because you don't want to die.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, like, when you're oppressing a people, you kind of want hope.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
No, but then the whole thing with Katniss is, like, she gives the lower districts hope and they hate it because they're trying to crush it.
But it's kind of like you give them hope, but you also get, like a couple loaves of bread or some shit. I would be doing that if I wasn't. Present Stowe's not your dickhead. You give them a little bit of bread.
You win, you do a victory tour.
Yeah.
Trying to find where the fuck is next. Don't show me all of the fucking ones with their stupid names. Hang on. Fucking garbage. This is the Hunger Games. Reaping, yeah. Mentoring, tokens. I'm with your sponsors. Good. Cornucopia, bloodbath, yeah. Feast, quarter quells. Still can't find what you get. Here we go. Yahoo Answers. Got my back. they're crowned by President Snow. They receive money.
Yeah.
Prestige.
Yeah.
A house to live in.
Yeah.
Monthly food.
That's good.
A Victus plaque.
Ah.
The end.
Nothing else?
Nope.
Wow. Huh. I always assumed that the district got, like, a something.
No.
See, Joel Zammit, if you'd read the books or seen the film.
Oh, I angrily saw that film.
No, first two are all right. First three are right. Last one's garbage. Last one's dog shit.
First one's bad. Second one, good. Third one, worse than the second one. Not as bad as the first one. Fourth one,
dog shit.
Yeah. I went to those midnight screenings and didn't even have to record an episode.
Why'd you do that? Do you hate yourself?
I want to say girls.
but you only see blokes. I'm confused. Yeah.
Blokes, probably.
All right. Blokes got you good.
Blokes did get me good. I went to every Hunger Games midnight screening. All of them. Why?
You fucking idiot.
The dumbest bloke of all.
Yep. All right. So, okay.
So, yeah, if you've got people going in, you get nothing as a district.
Why would you give a shit? Why would you give a shit? I would be watching it. Yeah?
Your cousin's going to die.
Oh, well. Sorry, Anthony.
Good luck. Jackson,
yeah?
Riders in the Hunger Games.
Get out of there.
Hey, you didn't say brother.
I don't want your answer.
It would be, oh, well, sorry, Joss. Enjoy.
Why did Ryder go in?
Because he got picked.
Did he want to?
No, he got picked.
Don't you put up your hand?
No.
You get picked, but then if you were like, nah, Ryder, you stay, I'll go, then you're in the Hunger
Games. Can we both go? Excuse me, sir. I'd like to go as well. In place of like Katniss did that one time.
You do know that if you go, one of you will have to die. So on the off chance.
We're a team?
No.
We hate that.
We want to win together.
No.
It's new. It's innovative for
guards,
the game.
Please shoot him in the head.
Sir? Sir! Bang. Peppered with bullets. Why does like Jackson, you fucking idiot. You shouldn't have said anything.
So your way of coping is to die.
Well, if he'd said both come, that would have been all right.
Go on then, mate. You grab your bag too.
Grab your dad and your mum. Go on. Whole
it's
family.
Like the fucking thing closing on the helicopter out. I'm like, oh, shit. Fuck, right. You're a fucking idiot. Yeah.
Now that both the Bailey boys are dead. Because you're not winning. There's no chance you're winning.
Oh, I guess what I always wondered, like, with the Hunger Games, like, you know when they go into the room and they're like, okay, so each of you clearly just has a talent, luckily.
Mm-hmm.
What would my... And they're like, here's all the weapons. I'd be like, maybe I'm good at swords. Whoa!
Cut your own finger off.
Ah! Help, 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 help. Be like, I can run pretty fast. It's like, just don't. And they're like, so do you have any talents whatsoever? No. Nah,
I'm a sweaty, a bit fat boy.
What can you give me? I can shoot a gun. I can't. I'm sorry, I lied.
I like ham. Please give me ham.
I will challenge you with a ham eating contest.
Ryder's like, I'm like a real nature boy. I can hide. I got all these skills. Jackson Bell eating ham. Middle of the Hunger Games, you know they got the cornucopia in the middle? I'm just going in being like, yeah, good. Shot dead again. Maybe everybody will just take pity on me.
Just keep saying I'm a man who can't die, and then when you just die in the Hunger Games, they're like, wow.
I'm invincible, mate.
What are your skills? You can't die? You got any equipment for that? Didn't think so.
Give me some bloody shorts and a singlet. I'll be right.
Singlet, good. Some thongs. I'm good.
Give me some singlet, thongs, some ham. I'm your man. Trident through the chest. The moment of boom, boom, as a cannon goes off and they show my dumb face on the screen. And everyone's like, nobody wanted him in his Hunger Games. Nobody at any point was betting for him. That interview with fucking Teethy McTeeth Teeth at the start, he'd be like, so you two are going in as a team? I'd be like, yes.
Right, I'd be like, If he dies, do I instantly get disqualified and get to go home? Because that's all right.
That's because I can make that happen right now.
I'll stab him with a trident.
Give me a trident. Is the one who kills you.
All right, come on. Come on, man.
Boom.
Jackson Bailey lasted 5 seconds.
He's like, he'd be like, whatever you do, don't step off before the platform with the bomb will go off. Yeah, yeah, I got it. Oh, look, what's that, ham?
I hear you. Shut up.
It'd be funny, he'd just fall off.
Fall off, land in the water, everyone fights, everyone dies, I get up. Winner. What happened? Did I win? Fuck, I fell asleep and nearly drowned.
Steve Bradbrian.
Huh?
Steve Bradbrian.
Jackson Bailey, Hunger Games winner by default.
Fell asleep in a lake.
Fell asleep in a lake. Drowned a bit.
But not enough.
Just like, just trip. Just fucking someone's aiming you the bow. They fucking soar over you. Get someone else, like Mr. Magoo at the whole time.
Fuck, you know how like, they're like Katniss, girl on fire. Jackson, the boy who drowned a bit, but not enough. Fucking so, chariot's all wet.
Tell us, Jackson, what was your strategy? Huh? What?
I fell in the lake when the bell went off and I fell asleep in the lake and I drowned. My face was in the mud, which there must have been an air pocket because I didn't die.
But
then I woke up like 2 days later somehow and everyone was dead.
Everyone assumed I was dead. Like they later told me that my face, my big dumb face on the screen,
boom.
But that was good, but then I wasn't. So,
I told him my special ability was that I can't die.
Here I am.
What do you think of that, dick face?
How's this for revolution? Give everyone the finger.
Fuck you, cunts! Take my balls out live on TV. Okay, we'll cancel the Hunger Games. That's fair. Nobody wants this.
So that's very entertaining.
Yeah, I'd watch that one.
Jackson Bailey fucking goofs his way through the Hunger Games.
Gets his balls out. The Capitol cancels the Hunger Games.
President Snow's like, yeah, nah. Okay.
No political well. Maybe we'll rest it this year. It just never comes back.
Have a break. See how we do.
It's the Australian Big Brother equivalent.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, someone's been turkey slapped. We'll just give it a break for a bit.
Give it a bit. See how you feel in like 4 years.
Then bring it back and we still don't want it.
Don't worry about it.
So,
that aside. I think if you're watching it from like District 12, I don't know how entertaining it would be, because usually District 11, like what, 12. 8 onwards, they're the first to die. So do you have to watch it? Because there's guards there. Do they force you to watch it?
I was wondering that. Like if, say, like nobody I cared about got in there. Like, like fucking, I don't know, Jimmy Smits, the baker's boy, who I never met. Like I lived in the same.
Jimmy Smits, the actor?
Yes, who is also Bale a baker.
O'Gonnell.
Yeah. No,
which is a name
Peter...
that wouldn't be like
out of place in the
Hunger Games.
Jimmy
like,
Smits or Bale O'Gonnell?
Bale O'Gonnell. You'd be like, oh yeah, there's that boy, Bale O'Gonnell.
But say we all live in District 12.
Yeah.
And we're like fucking bricklayers or whatever. And we just lay bricks on the other side of town. We got our own friends. We don't really know the people who get chosen. We're there at the day. We're like, oh, I don't want to get chosen. I want to go up. Katniss, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, I think I spoke to him once. Do we then have to watch them?
Like, I reckon we're forced to. Now that I think about it, because there's guards and shit. We'd be like,
they're standing in the rain at one point.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't do it. But you might just be like, want our girl to win.
It could just be like you're tragic, because like District 12 has like the whole like small town thing where everyone seems to be mates and everyone's sad that anyone got chosen.
Yeah, true.
So it might just
like the solidarity of the town. You're like, no.
Or like how people watch the Olympics, but no one really likes the Olympics. It's just culture.
Oh, it's that kind of thing where like you don't care about your country until the Olympics is happening, and then you're like, fuck yeah, we won.
Yeah.
I suppose. You're like, fuck yeah, District 12.
Or like... Even like the AFL Grand Final, where like people who don't usually watch sport will just watch
Might just say, yeah, I guess so. But why are the guards there then?
So that if people put their three fingers up, they get shot good.
Oh, yeah, true.
Mm.
None of
what
that.
What if you give them one finger? The middle one.
That's mine.
Give them
bum, 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 bum.
That's fine, I guess.
Polar revolution. Accidentally out my ass. Jackson, you're the face of the revolution. What?
Your balls are the face of the revolution. When you got your balls out on TV, District 11 rioted, and now they win.
They shouldn't have. The capital's all right.
Yeah, that's good. This boy gives me ham.
I got so much ham for winning.
So many blokes and so many ham.
It's all right. Look at the fucking widespread oppression.
And you're like, huh? Oh, I'm sorry, I was eating my ham.
Am I looking at?
I must have missed it. Was I asleep in a lake again?
I got a problem with that. Did you see the Hunger Games? That's how I won. Jackson, you're here because... What?
So
we get someone new.
Yeah, I guess they're forcing everyone, so it'd be not that entertaining. And I guess from a logistics standpoint, like, there's going to have to be cameras everywhere.
There'd
have to be, what's his name? Plastic Bag Boy, him controlling the Hunger Games, being like, send them dogs there and raise that platform. He's also got someone else behind him being like, all right, we want to zoom in on camera one.
Yeah, that's true. There's going to be like a director of the Hunger Games, which is kind of cool. They don't really.
Is a director of the Hunger Games. It's the same guy whose name we just
Plastic Bag Boy?
Nah, the other one.
Which one?
The dead one.
No, he's not the director.
Yeah, he is.
He's not the film director, though.
Yeah, he is. The director. He's the director of the Hunger Games, and then he rebels at the end.
Oh, okay.
He's like, he pulls a fucking Snape.
Yeah. My bad. True.
But he just doesn't appear until... Maybe there's a different director in the first one,
It's an interesting thing, because there would have to be... And something I was thinking about just then, and I guess this is what the highlight reel is for. Say you've been following, like, Prue the whole time or whatever. Not Prue, because somebody. He's following somebody. And then, like, just, like, a fucking trap gets them, and they're like, and you're like, whoa, I missed that. Like, that sucks. If you've been watching the whole time, then somebody just dies in a trap, and you've got to fucking find them on the highlight reel. But I guess maybe when the cannon goes off, you get to see, oh, the highlights of this person.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I'm sure there'd be, like, a YouTube equivalent where you could just search for, like...
Yeah, that's true. Best of Hunger Games 2013.
Prue death. Sad.
Prue death. Sad. Tears. What about the fact
that... the shitty montage music.
Yes!
Oh,
Prue death Smallville theme.
But like, also another thing that I think would make the Hunger Games real boring is that it's the same fucking shit every time.
No, that's the point. It's not.
It changes.
That's why they get the director.
The basic idea doesn't change.
Yeah, but that's why they get the director.
I would be so bored after the fifth one.
Well, no,
because like it's the same with Big Brother. They're like, oh, it's a new Big Brother, but you're like, it's the same.
It's the same. You'd get tired. But then, like, you know, people are still like, you know, watching death. Like murder, kids murder. That's kind of rad.
I would get bored of kid murder.
I guess eventually. You kind of would.
Like, although, after enough, like,
yeah, it's, no, you're,
it's
like, you're right.
It's 74 years of kid murder.
Yeah.
If it's happening once a year.
I mean, like, look.
And if it's happening once every 4 years.
Let's use Big Brother, as an example again, because one of my housemates that's not Aaron is obsessed with it. So I have, like, a pretty deep knowledge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, crazy.
Yeah, Ryder loves it as well. Every time it's like, on, Ryder
but
gets
not
full
the Australian one. UK one.
Right,
UK one and the Canadian one are her favorites.
All right.
But yeah, pretty much what they do is, like, they'll put different dynamics in there on purpose. So stuff like, usually with Big Brother, the winners are pretty sneaky and, like.
Yeah, yeah.
2014
was fucking awesome, the Australian one.
Tim?
Yeah, Tim.
Yeah.
Just like straight up sociopath.
Oh, yeah. He did exactly the same thing because he got put in the Canadian one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And he came third, but he only came third because he just decided he didn't want to win. Because his, say, actually, Tim is a good example. So Tim, 2014, is Australian Big Brother dude. He was just a sociopath. And he was just like, all right, if I just do this. This can't blow up in my face, but it means that he just had pretty much planned his whole journey.
He would just sow the seed. He's like, I need to get this person out because they're a threat to me.
Explain this to me. What happened? Tell me the story of Tim.
So his kind of whole strategy was that he was like, okay, this person's a threat to me. I need to get them out of the house. Mm-hmm. So then he would go up and he'd chat to the right people, say the right thing so that everybody suddenly hated this person and bam, they're voted out.
But he wouldn't do anything that he wouldn't be like, hey, this person's a piece of shit.
No, he'd be like, hey.
Who left the blah blah open or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Knowing full well that he knew who it was. And it'd be like the week before, they're fucking best mates. Week after, fucking. It was amazing to watch.
And about halfway through the Australian one, here's probably an example of a massive play he did. There was a couple in there, and they got together in the show. And Tim had pretty much been like, I like this girl also, but it hadn't been like a creep about it, but had been enough about it so that the dude was like, the fuck?
Yeah, let's go, bro. Yeah.
And then he looks like a cunt for starting a fight. The girl then picked Tim to go into, like, the winner's room with him just to be like, we're, like, friends and stuff like that. Mm. But, like, this can't go on any further. And he pretty much played, like, the sad boy card, but only for, like, 2 weeks. So the other dude looked like a piece of shit because they were like, stop being mean to him. Like, he can't help who he likes, even though he had no interest in this girl whatsoever.
It was so good to watch.
And, yeah, in the Canadian one, what happened is that, like, yeah, he did exactly the same thing and he got to the final four and he was like, you know what, I just can't be fucked. And then it just got to a thing and he was like, because the Canadian one is different. There's, like, actual games and challenges.
So really?
A head of household and stuff like that. So, like, if you win this event, then you're in charge. You get to put up, and all the nominations and evictions are done in-house rather than getting the public to vote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So pretty much he figured out exactly which weeks to win head of household, which weeks to get, like, the power of veto, which is when you can be like, oh, I got nominated, but I'm going to take myself down and put someone else up. So that, like, you can win certain weeks so that you don't seem like a threat. You just seem like you're doing it to survive.
Yeah.
Did that, got to the final four, and then there's, like, a quiz at the end, and he just didn't study because he was like,
fuck it, I'm done.
I've won one before. What else?
It was amazing. So I guess if you had, like, Tim-level bullshit happening, because I guess other Big Brothers have happened and I just haven't cared.
Oh, yeah. The one I was going to talk about before you mentioned Tim was there was these two dudes that just went in, and usually people, like, have secret alliances.
Yeah.
These guys are like, we're called Chilltown now. My name's Mike, his name's Boogie. We're gonna have a fucking sick time and we're just gonna be so brazen about it. They used to go into the diary room together.
That's the best.
Like, it'd just be like, but it wouldn't even be like, they wouldn't even be like, oh yeah, so here's our plan. They're like, anyway, so I fucking just did this to this girl and now she's all sad and now Mike's gonna go in and talk to her and we're gonna be fucking on fucking, we're gonna win.
That's the best. Did they?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
One of them got evicted. Like,
so, like, good, they just, like, played the whole thing, good cop, bad cop?
Oh, no, it was mostly just, like, dickhead.
All right.
The diary room things were, like, stupid because they used to pretend to call each other on the phone even though they're sitting next to each other.
Now, that's good.
And then they'd be like, anyway, so we did this to this person and someone called the electricity department because she's in the dark and just stuff like that. And then they just, like, used to just laugh and just so much laughing.
That sounds amazing.
So, yeah.
But the difference there is that the Big Brother and the Hunger Games are very different games. So you're not going to get that kind of, like, awesome manipulation happening. You're just going to get good murders.
Well, that's true. There is.
I mean, like, the Peter and Katniss thing, that was example of manipulation and, like, something that the Hunger Games hadn't seen for a couple of years, which is why everyone was like, let them live, because remember at the end, they were like, all right, mad game, one of you kill the other. And they're like, we're both going to die. And they're like, this is some Romeo and Juliet bullshit. Yeah, they should have just let them both die.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they should have been like, good Hunger Games.
Yeah. I was like, that was mad. Remember that time where there was no winner? Yeah.
But what else
They were repressed as shit. So let's
imagining we're the director of the upcoming four Hunger Games.
The upcoming four.
Yeah. We've got to come up with a hook for each one, right? Mm. Because I'm struggling to think of others more than like two people are in love, two people are enemies.
As director, I'd be like...
Brother and sister?
Because you kind of want to do... Because it's all like...
It's random. It's random.
So you can't...
No, you can...
Oh,
come on.
I forgot we are oppressing them. Yeah, no, sure, yeah, fuck, random.
You're always forgetting that we're oppressing those other guys.
Am I an idiot? Yes.
I would also, at one point, I would make sure that I picked really young people from District 1 and 2, like 12-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
And then get District 11 and 12 having adults, 17, 18-year-olds, because then the disadvantage, but then also, like, you're like... cheering for the kids a bit.
Plus, District 1 and 2 are the ones that train up.
Yeah, exactly. So they'd be like playing
buff 12-year-olds.
Mm. Man.
We don't have enough.
So I'm just thinking theme-wise, but it'd be like a nice ice theme, a lava theme.
But I mean, like, what's the story?
But there's no story. That's the thing. I think it's a lot of improv.
Actually, I just realized District 1 and 2 train people and then they don't get randomly drawn. They nominate themselves.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
So they pick. They're like, I'm going to be in the Hunger Games this year.
Yeah. Mm.
So you can't have your 12-year-old, sorry.
I mean, you could ban that for a year.
Or you could just be like, hey, District 1, we're on good terms. Choose 12-year-olds.
Or just be like...
It's going to work real good for this thing I'm planning.
Yeah, I think that you can't pick the theme of your
Hunger
Games.
No, because I'm pretty sure at the start when like Katniss and Peter are there, aren't they like, all right, we got to sow this narrative? Like, isn't there that discussion before the Hunger Games start?
They are having that, but as a director, you have no input in that.
Oh, yeah. But I guess it's about what you choose to...
The director can choose who to die, though.
Mm, that's
true. Who to kill, I should say.
But I guess you're right. There's a lot of improvisation there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you want, say, you're like a coach? What do you want
There is no other entertainment, going back from what you were asking before. There's no entertainment, because otherwise I'd be like, I don't give a shit about this. This is like bullshit, whereas I can go and watch a film.
Yeah, like if I could just like chuck on Cheers or whatever, I'd do that. You know, see what Norm's up to. Instead of the Hunger Games.
Yeah. I guess you'd have to, for this Hunger Games to be as big as it is in this particular world, there almost has to be no other forms of media.
And plus, if it's mandatory, like it seems to be in the other districts, then like that's why
it's a good way
popular.
To get viewers.
Yeah.
It's
kind of replaced, if you look at the Pokemon universe, how everything is just Pokemon.
Everything
it's the same thing. Everything
Hunger
is Hunger Games. Because look at Smiley McGee. His whole shtick is about Hunger Games.
That's true. He must get one paycheck.
If you think about if you think in a year, right?
Yeah.
So how long is a Hunger Game, right?
All right. Well, okay. So let's say a Hunger Game takes over the place over like 12 weeks, right? Okay. Let's just say at the maximum it's 12 weeks.
All right, so you got three. So 3 months is a Hunger Game.
Yep.
All right, so you got the building of the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
You've got the preamble. You've got like all this bullshit that goes around it. You've got journalism being like, oh, let's do like a piece about the winner of, you know, last year or the winner of this year. Let's check back in the winner of like 4 years
ago.
Plus,
I'm sure if you're living in the capital, you can watch the like grand designs equivalent of this is how we built, you know.
So I'm sure all the entertainment and media would be all about the
around it.
Because,
and then when the Hunger Games is finished,
they're just still talking about
did we think? Let's talk about this move.
What did we think of the Hunger Games?
Yeah.
hashtag let me die.
Yeah. So, I think it'd just be a lot of that. And I think your whole...
I mean, like, you see that, especially in the Catching Fire and stuff like that. And even in the later ones where, like, Peter, how do you feel that Katniss has fucked you good?
That's true. That's basically all they talk about.
So it'd be a universe or a world that is obsessed with the Hunger Games.
So the reason the Hunger Games is entertaining is because you got no other option, or you're just forced to watch it.
Yeah.
So it's actually not entertaining, but it's got good viewership.
It's not entertaining because I guess, you know, you could do anything, but it has to be entertaining because otherwise the rich people would be like, this is boring for us. Entertain us, please. So I guess it needs to be entertaining for the very rich.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of trickles on down.
Put bombs in their head so that like perfect. If someone gets boring, boop.
That'd be great. You know, when Katniss is like, I'll fire my laser up at the roof.
Boop, boop.
No?
There you go. And then we can put maybe like colored bits in there, a little thing.
Oh,
like Kingsman.
That'd be sick as well because, you know, like, that means like when they die, you just set them off anyway.
Fuck, why didn't they do that? That'd be sick. Because
instead of a cannon, you could put the cannon in a person.
Yeah, because then you could be like, poof, and it's like puff of like bright colored smoke or whatever. And you're like, boom, oh, like they died over there.
See, that's true.
I'm for that.
I'm in.
Yeah, see, I just fixed the Hunger Games. You're welcome. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Tweet us all our mistakes at Sanspence Radio. Or if you want to get in touch with Jackson, who has made the most mistakes, at All Dogs Are Dead.
I feel like I won the Hunger Games, though.
Yeah, you did.
So, no mistake.
And yeah, I'm at Douche13 and Zamet is at GoddammitZamet.
Damn right I am.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.